For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Missouri Governor Jan Nixon is in line to serve as a leader of the Governor's Biofuels Coalition. Nixon's office said Monday that he will become vice chairman of the organization in 2015 and then could become chairman in 2016 when Iowa Governor Terry Branstad's term ends. The coalition supports fuels such as ethanol made from corn. The membership of the Biofuels Coalition includes 33 states, plus the Canadian province of Quebec, the Australian state of Queensland, and the countries of Brazil, Mexico, Sweden, and Thailand. Former Missouri Governors Mel Carnahan and Bob Holden also served as chairman of the Biofuels Group. A Turkish journalist is suing the St. Louis County Police Department over his arrest at the Ferguson police shooting protests. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri filed a federal lawsuit Monday in St. Louis on behalf of Bilgin Samas, a New York-based journalist for the Turkish Anadolu Agency. The suit claims Samas was thrown to the ground by an unidentified county officer and arrested for, quote, refusing to disperse after photographing a St. Anne police officer who was pointing his rifle at protesters. Samas says he first identified himself as a journalist. Lieutenant Ray Albers subsequently resigned after cell phone video emerged that showed him pointing his rifle at demonstrators while threatening at least one. A St. Louis County police sergeant forced Albers to lower the weapon and escorted him away. Meanwhile, St. Louis County police say they have spent around $100,000 stocking up on riot gear. This in preparation if protests turn violent after prosecutors announce whether a Ferguson officer will face criminal charges in the shooting death of Michael Brown. Brown was killed by Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson on August 9th. A spokesman for the St. Louis County prosecutor said Monday that a grand jury decision on whether to indict Wilson will be announced no earlier than Saturday, but he reiterated that the exact date of the announcement is not yet known. St. Louis County police spokesman Brian Shellman says the county has spent $65,500 for new riot gear, such as helmets, shields, and batons. The department has spent another $35,000 to replenish the supply of things like pepper spray, smoke canisters, and rubber bullets. A state panel likely won't consider increasing Missouri judges' pay. The Missouri Citizens Commission on Compensation for Elected Officials met Monday for the first time this year to start reviewing the salaries of statewide officials and lawmakers. Newly elected chairman and former state representative Charles Schladek says the group will prioritize a decision on pay increases for executive and legislative offices over those for judges. Elected judges received pay increases this year and 2 years ago. An Office of Administration spokeswoman says that statewide officials last received a raise in the 2009 fiscal year. The 21-member commission has until December 1st to decide whether to recommend pay raises. The next public hearing is scheduled for Wednesday at the Department of Natural Resources office in Springfield. The former chief of a failed Missouri sweetener venture has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for stealing more than $700,000 from the project for his own personal use. Bruce Cole of California pleaded guilty in September to one count of felony stealing and two counts of securities fraud. He was sentenced Monday to 7 years on each count to run concurrently. The 67-year-old was chief executive officer of Mantech U.S. Inc. and persuaded the city of Moberly in 2010 to issue $39 million in bonds for a sweetener plant he said would employ 600. The state authorized up to $17 million in incentives, but those were never paid. Prosecutors say Cole used $281,000 of the stolen money to stop the foreclosure of his Beverly Hills, California home. Same-sex marriages have begun in the Kansas City area after a federal judge ruled that Missouri's ban on gay marriage violates the U.S. Constitution. A retired judge performed a marriage ceremony Friday for John Kerry Rodericks and Robert Gann at the Jackson County Courthouse, following a ruling earlier in the day by U.S. District Judge Autry R. Smith. Smith's ruling came days after a state judge in St. Louis also invalidated Missouri's gay marriage ban. Marriage licenses now are being issued to same-sex couples in both the Kansas City and St. Louis areas, but other officials across the state aren't following suit. Smith wrote that he was delaying the effect of his decision during an appeal, but officials in Jackson County decided to issue the licenses anyway. Oil production in Missouri has more than doubled since 2008, but the state's geology and other factors continue to hinder the industry. The Kansas City Star reports the state produced 201,000 barrels of oil in 2013. Most of the increase in oil production comes from Cass, Jackson, St. Louis, Vernon, and Atchison counties. Sherry Dunn Norman, a geosciences and petroleum engineering professor, says Missouri's oil is typically at shallow depths, so it doesn't have enough natural pressure to be easily recovered. And most of the oil is heavy and flows slowly. Industry workers use large oilers of water heated with natural gas and inject it into the oil, which makes drilling and recovery more expensive. Dunn Norman says cheaper methods will be needed for Missouri's oil industry to grow. The March of Dimes is leading a new approach to studying the problem of premature births, and scientists at Washington University in St. Louis will be among those seeking answers. The March of Dimes is establishing a nationwide prematurity research network, funding it with $75 million over 10 years. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Washington University will be one of five research institutions involved in the program. Each research center will have a team of diverse scientists focusing on different ideas about the causes of early labor. Washington University will receive $10 million for its share of the study, and that will be matched with local funds from the medical school and St. Louis County Children's Hospital Foundation. Missouri Lottery officials say a Powerball ticket worth $202.6 million was sold in St. Louis. The winner of Saturday night's drawing, the fifth largest in Missouri history, had not yet come forward as of Monday. Lottery officials say the ticket was sold at Gateway Newsstand at 1820 Market Street in St. Louis. The store will receive $50,000 for selling the ticket. The winner has until May 7th to come forward and claim the jackpot. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.